This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take your children and yourself and hide out in yourself.
Loveless one, total social control to carry out.
Fighting will be close.
The programming of the public to serve their one world government system. We're not just being conquered by some more advanced civilization. Being conquered by people who are literal servants of evil. And the rest of us are just caught up in the middle of it. It is an epic time to be alive. Phone calls are coming up. Joel Skousen is our guest. I want to get into the next segment, into Russia, the emails, and more. But Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, you were finishing up with the fact that what happens if Hillary gets in. Please continue, and then briefly, what happens if Trump gets in? It doesn't mean some panacea takes place.
Well, that's right. If Trump gets in, first of all, you know, I'm, even though I plan on voting for Trump, I'm very worried about some of his positions. I'm voting for Trump because this is the last election that's going to make a difference in this country, in my opinion. If Hillary gets in, it's all over for the
And by the way, we haven't talked about your pedigree. I mean, you used to run the major national conservative movement in D.C. I mean, you've been a bigwig and all that. I mean, you've been at the highest levels.
That's right. I was the chairman of the Conservative National Committee during the Reagan administration, and that's when Dinesh D'Souza started out. He was a young guy coming in from India and got swallowed up by the establishment. He won't touch conspiracy. He does some good work in terms of exposing Obama and Hillary, but you know he puts out the message that if we just get rid of these two people, that we're good to go, and that's just not true. We're fighting a massive conspiracy of power that controls both political parties. And that's what happens if Hillary gets back in. They're fully back in control. But here's something that they want other than just winning with Hillary. What they want to do is defeat Trump soundly. They want to embarrass the entire anti-establishment movement.
So they might steal it by a huge number and just say, see, you're repudiated.
Right. They want to repudiate it so bad. It's just like Brexit. Theresa May is going to sabotage the breakfast so badly that people will just forever regret having voted for breakfast. And that's what they want to do.
By the way, I talked to Farage, you know, on record and off record, had dinner with him, and he said, he seemed pretty freaked out. He said, we had to do the right thing, but they're really trying to wreck the country now and sabotage. I hope folks understand, that we don't get into them, but they're pulling out all the stops now.
That's right. And they're going to pull out all the stops to defeat Trump big, in my opinion. Because what this does is crush the anti-establishment movement. And, you know, Paul Ryan can come out and Mitt Romney will come and say, you see, this is what happens when you guys go off the rails and support somebody like Donald Trump. You know, this is a dead end. We're going to lose the whole Republican Party because of you people. And there's a whole bunch of people who will be susceptible to that and come back to the mainstream. That's what they hope.
It'll be self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes, exactly. And so that's the biggest fear that I have.
How do we counter that then? I mean, just landslide, exit polls, get Trump out front saying she stole the nomination?
Well, you know, you have to counter it by having a leader that's got the kind of strength that Trump puts out. I mean, frankly, you're not going to convince the mainstream, or the main body of the 30%, maybe 20% of that, or, sorry, 80% of that 30% is going to stay true to the anti-establishment and not going to ever go back to the other thing. But they need a leader. They need a Ron Paul, somebody who will be solid and stable and very carefully spoken. That's the danger of Donald Trump, is he's captured the movement. And he said many right things. But when you support terror, I mean, when you support torture, it's just almost unfathomable. And other things in the war on ISIS in the sense of, you know.
I think that's him trying to go with the honesty and the brazenness because he knows it's already going on. I have a problem with that as well. But in a sick way, it's refreshing that he's just being honest about it.
Yeah, the problem is it works into the support the military at any cost. You know, and as I said in this week's World Affairs Brief, the problem of both parties out there praising the military and police power is that it leads to a neocon agenda. It leads to continued intervention.
Explain it all on the other side. What interesting information.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah just stood there and never let it show. So she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her
beads. Phone calls are coming up. Organic Warrior and James and Milton and Phil and Jeff and others. Joel Skousen to speak on any issue. Editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm Alan Jones. There's a story Roger Stone just sent over. We're going to post the whole thing. It's at the Hill. Putin's big Trump gamble. And it goes into what Putin said. Hillary's a liar. She's got troops on their border. And they're going to start leaking more emails. Again, all these governments have Hillary's emails. The bigger question is, why would Hillary put all this stuff on a server she knows was penetrated? Was it a more sophisticated program of, like, putting this info out? Was it a Dropbox where she was getting paid? We know she was paid by foreign governments, but was it for this? Or does she just not care? Because these people really are reckless. They're on huge power trips. Let me ask you that question. Obviously, I don't put Putin up on some pedestal. You don't either. All these big power structures are still the predatory groups. But what do you make with the situation where Brexit and Nigel Farage and UKIP don't want to have war with Russia? That just seems like common sense to me. You've got Trump not pushing that. You've got, I mean, myself, I'm not for that. seems like common sense, and there's almost a nostalgia out there where people hate Obama, but they like Vladimir Putin, I guess for whatever reason, because he goes hunting or whatever, or kind of like a John Wayne character. There's been such a demonization of, you know, male leader figures. What do you make of this whole spectrum of pieces? And who do you think is involved in these hacks? Because I've talked to a lot of folks that are smart, and they say no doubt it's the Russians. I mean, I think that's clear. A lot of these hacks are Russians, but it's other governments that are penetrating these as well. So what do you make of all this, Joel Skousen?
We have to remember that the whole reason for Hillary putting her emails on private servers was because of her own corruption and her own illegal activities, selling influence, basically.
Through like the head of the EPA had her own nom de plume and fakes, you know, separate server.
Yeah, that's right. And it was to cover it. So she really didn't care about the national security aspects of things. She had to protect her own, and that's why she made disappear so many of those emails. And those emails are in the hands of the NSA. Look, they've got everything. So they know exactly what Hillary's doing. And the reason why the FBI isn't prosecuting, the NSA isn't revealing that, is because, I mean, this is part of the system of immunity. The people who play games with the globalist conspiracy are given protection. Now, Putin has to be kind of careful. The reason why he isn't revealing these things, except perhaps through WikiLeaks, he can pass those on to Assange and WikiLeaks, is because he doesn't want to let the U.S. and NSA know how much what his capabilities are in terms of spying on Americans, which I think are considerable. But I don't think they're anywhere near with the NSA, because remember, the NSA has actual physical taps into email servers from IT, AT&T and Verizon. And
beyond that, they've got backdoor chips all built in. It's way beyond that.
That's right. And the Russians don't have that. They don't have the same access to our infrastructure and to those private companies that our NSA does. And so I don't think that if the Russians have anything, they're trying to tap into government servers so they can see what the government is collecting. It's by tapping into government, and that's where they're... But the government's very much aware of it.
Or they're targeting lazy staffers that take the material illegally off those government servers.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't think the Russian threat in terms of surveillance, threat or ability to do cyber things is anywhere near what our...
No, I agree, but what about the political import? What about the relationship? What about the situation between Putin and Trump? What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's Russia. Trump doesn't have as much influence in Russia as it has been reported. Sure, he has some business ties and has tried to make inroads into Moscow in terms of hotels and other types of things. But just like, you know, the stories that have come out about his mafia, Trump's mafia connections. I mean, look, you can't build a hotel in New York without dealing with mafia controlled labor unions and mafia controlled companies. You can't build a casino in Atlantic City or Las Vegas without dealing with mafia-controlled companies and unions. So I don't think Trump has any mafioso-type connections in the sense of an evil type of thing. I think he just made a pragmatic business decision.
I totally agree with you. That's what the evidence shows. But what do you think the Anglo-American establishment thinks of this?
Of what, Trump?
Thinks of Russia trying to help bring down Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know, Russia has had a great deal of success in fighting the globalist agenda in Syria and sticking it in the face of the globalists and say, look, we're not going to let you take down Assad. I mean, this surprised everyone, including myself. I didn't see it coming because Putin didn't lift a finger to help Assad until all of a sudden he changed modes and decided to do so. And that's why Paul Craig Roberts and other people are applauding Putin, is because he seems to be the hero on the white horse that is attacking globalists. So this leads us to the bigger question in terms of the big propaganda out there from the anti-globalists on our side, even on the right, like Paul Craig Roberts, is that Putin is the good guy and the U.S., the globalists are the bad guys, and they're going to start a war with Russia. And that's what all these troops on the border with Russia, and that's why the troops coming into the Baltics and the big war exercises are all meant to start a war with Russia. In fact, even the Russians think that the U.S. is going to provoke a war with them sooner rather than later. And I think they're wrong. My view is that the globalists are doing very soft provocations. I mean, the Russians know that these future thousands of troops, even tens and twenties of thousands.
Sure. Are you saying they're doing it to, like, scan the defenses in war game?
Not only that, they're doing it to help Putin build his rapport with the Russian people and build the image of the U.S. and NATO as aggressors. In other words, Russia needs this to get the Russian people on his side to eventually attack the West. And so does China.
And that fits in with Hillary is actually the one on record, Wall Street Journal, that is actually arming Russia and giving them the uranium, everything. Now, that shows that larger high-level globalist agenda.
That's exactly right. I mean, Clinton didn't actually produce this uranium deal. This was a globalist deal to help. I mean, the globalists have been trying to help build Russian and Chinese military technology for years and to fund them. Even when the phony fall of the Soviet Union, they were sending suitcases full of $100 bills over to the Kremlin. And that's why the new oligarchs in Russia only had $100 bills when they went to Europe. That's why they could only give $100 bill tips. They didn't have anything but $100 bills because of the Fed helping out the phony fall of the Soviet Union. So they've been involved in this, and so it's so hypocritical.
But isn't there a lot of evidence? I mean, I know there's stay-behind networks and major influence of the West and the Anglo-American establishment penetrating Russia. Putin's been cutting that off, kicking a lot of those people out, the Soros groups, the State Department people, the Voice of America people. I mean, it seems like Russia is, they keep arresting oligarchs. It turns out they're always Rothschild fronts. There's been lawsuits over this. I mean, it seems like, I understand before there were stay-behind networks and a lot of it was staged and perestroika, but it looks like that kind of got double-crossed once Yeltsin was gone and in came Putin.
There was a double-cross. In other words, the oligarchs were the original communist leaders under the table, and they were the ones controlling the Politburo, which were front men. I mean, like Gorbachev was...
Yeah, the same crew came in 1917, yeah.
That's right, that's right. So the point is, Putin staged a coup against the old oligarchs and had Boris Berezovsky killed and Guzinski exiled to Israel and other places. So the original oligarchs were running the Soviet Union behind the scenes, got ousted, and Putin now has a new backing of oligarchs. But let me be clear, no single man runs any of these major conspiracies, whether it's China or whether or not...
No, I understand. They're all penetrating
Russia.
Each other.
There's a powerful group behind, and even though the Rothschilds have tried to make inroads into the banking system, most of this was for influence and spying and for facilitating aid and trade to the Soviet Union.
Sure, so let's expand on that. Clearly, Soros and others are launching assaults on Russia, but you're saying that's part of a false battlefront to actually lure them in to a false war paradigm, not for the larger, more advanced technology response attack.
That's right. And it also was to produce all of the oil technology and the oil aid that made Russia a major oil producer. All that was Western oil technology that went into Russia. And Soros helped finance that and things. And the Rothschild banks helped finance some of these oligarchs.
But if Putin snatched it back from them, then that would mean that a lot of this is... I mean, all I'm saying, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. I mean, they didn't want Brexit. They didn't want Russia to come into Syria. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, I'm not here tooting my horn, but I was told 10 years ago by RT people here and then by the head of RT that, you know, that Russia actually was aware of the New World Order, what was going on, and then blah, 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 and Vladimir Putin, you know, liked what I was doing. I'm like, that's insane. That's crazy. You know, then you get told that by people like Donald Trump a year and a half ago, and then you're sitting there talking to Donald Trump, and I'm just going to leave it there, and you realize, wow, we do have that influence, and I'm going to skip this network break because this is so important. Not bragging about InfoWars, but Joel, we really do reach 28 million people conservatively a week. A lot of those are new people every week, but that's about on average what comes through a week. We're growing exponentially. In fact, that's an old number, 28 million. It's not that we're even that good. Most people just never read, you know, the books, the research, experienced it, like you and I and others have done. You've been doing this, you know, a lot longer than I have. I mean, our version of reality is a lot closer than the false one. And so it's just crazy to know it comes out in the Syrian emails that Assad's reading InfoWars and telling his people, this is the truth, go with this. That's in London Telegraph. You got Putin. You got all these guys they put on Russian TV that mainstream news say is like an Alex Jones version, you know, and like that's Putin's best buddy. You've got, I had dinner with Nigel Farage. They've been huge listeners forever. He said most people, when he goes and knocks on the door, this is like 15 years ago, were my listeners. He said, he said this on air before, most people up in England for me to do this. And I'm not bragging about what I've done. I've taken all the great research and the work of so many others, like your uncle, yourself. I've done my own research as well, and countless others. And with Drudge's help and others and my listeners, I'm not selfishly. I'm actually at the point where normally I can handle being big. I can handle stuff. I'm not on a power trip. It's getting to really weird levels now where, you know, I can't get into it on air, but, I mean, it's getting weird. And they've already tried to buy me out before. That didn't work. And I really feel like I'm in, you know, I mean, I'm really worried. I've been praying a lot because, man, there's no doubt now InfoWars is the tip of the spear, and I'm just an average guy, Joel. So you're a wise person. What do you think about what I just said?
Well, I agree. In fact, we are at an apex of influence right now. That probably means that they've got to do something to break this all down. One of those is going to be to destroy Brexit. The other thing is going to be to destroy Donald Trump, have a backlash to try to discredit this movement. I don't think it's going to go away. But one thing I realize, even though, as you say, the Russians are listening and they're watching, but I don't think they believe me personally that they're being set up for a trap. Even if they did, Alex, it's in their DNA. They've got to take down the West. They cannot stop this trajectory. In other words, they have to figure out a way around the trap. They can't stop and not attack. And so Paul Craig Roberts is wrong about Putin being benign and that he doesn't ever have to attack the West. They will. And so,
but generally in history, the Russians don't attack. They get attacked.
No. Remember, in Hitler, they were planning attack. They had a massive training.
They were. That's why Hitler launched Barbarossa.
That's exactly why they were going to attack Hitler. So it's in their DNA. They are going to take down the West, but it's in a more sophisticated way. They want to strike the military and blackmail the West into submission, in my opinion. They don't want to hit nuclear cities, even though China has threatened that.
When you say DNA, though, I would say the West has been more expansionist generally in history than the Russians. And obviously it's a complex history, but when you say in the DNA, I mean, really, it seems like the cosmology is we're always getting attacked and picked on, and we're not going to put up with it. I mean, is that why you're saying it's in the DNA, or explain that psychology?
No, I'm saying it's part of the three predator centers that I've preached for many years, Russia, China, and the Anglo-American globalists. I think they're all three satanic-based conspiracies against man, God, and liberty. And that's what I mean by their DNA, is they're taking their orders from a dark spiritual spectrum in opposite to God, and they cannot stop from attacking the West.
Okay, then why, and I know that's been in the past, certainly, why is Russia promoting pro-family stuff, population increase, non-GMO, be the world provider of organics? I mean, it looks like Putin's made a hard turn into all this, and I know somebody say, well, that's orthodox stuff, that's not really real, but...
It's not really real. It's a very good propaganda show. Putin is very, very smart. He knows how to play this globalist, anti-globalist agenda. He knows how to play against the GMOs. I mean, he knows that Monsanto's part of this globalism, and so is the medical establishment and all that. So he's taking the opposite positions. But believe me, the Soviet Union has never, ever done anything but promote their own orthodoxy, and they will go back to that mantra if they get power again. But they're playing a very careful game now of trying to keep enough liberty in Russia to keep people in favor of Putin, but still controlling the agenda. So I think it's a carefully crafted propaganda to do this, pro-religion stuff. But they just shut down, for example, the Mormon missionaries and all of the Baptist missionaries and the Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia, made it illegal for them to teach anything about religion in people's homes.
Well, sure. You know the argument is they're saying they're putting CIA spies into those.
Well, this has always been the thing. Missionaries have all been claimed that they're CIA spies, and it's just laughable. I mean, they may be yes men to government and to FBI and CIA, but they're not CIA spies. But, you know, that goes around. But nevertheless, what I'm saying is that Putin isn't opening up Russia for religious freedom. He's shutting it down. And that's the mantra that will eventually come back.
Sure. All I'm doing is wargaming this. I'm not disagreeing with you. My issue is Western pressure on the borders is what's causing Russia to get it. And I understand you're saying they're doing that so that Russia will go into that posture. And the globalists then play the different regions off against each other.
And have an excuse to go to that posture with their own people. And that's exactly what Putin's riding all the way to rearmament.
Well, I know this separately. The economy here is falling apart. They say it's a 0.8 growth rate. We all know it's a negative growth rate. They admit, you know, it's the worst recovery in our history in the last 7 years. There's all this economic news coming out that the economy is really in shambles. What do you make of this? What do you think the state of the world economy really is, Joel Skousen?
Well, I think it is. The numbers are indisputable. They're going down. It doesn't mean they'll ever free fall into collapse. I don't believe that collapse ever comes without war, because as long as people can hustle and make a deal in a declining economy, they'll just continue to make deals and people will still become wealthy. It's only when people cannot go to work, there is social unrest that comes from war, that you have an economic collapse. Now, people have been preaching economic collapse in terms of Gerald Celeni and others since 2012, and it hasn't happened. And the reason it hasn't happened is that, the Fed can do this moderate inflation, keeping it the real rate of inflation below 10%, and people can adjust for that.
Sure, the economy is so complex, even though it's mainly service, and automation is so powerful, that we have the baubles and symbols of success and still enough food. And so, yes, we never hit a total collapse unless civil unrest hits. And then that brings in Black Lives Matter. Is that a beta test of the demographics change for a civil war type crisis, or is it just social engineering to divide and conquer us so we're not politically unified?
I think it's social engineering and divide and conquer, and to justify more police action. You know, this backlash against police was all government-induced as well, false flag operations, and it was meant to build support for police that were really getting hammered for all of these unjustified use of force. And so it's kind of a backlash. But I don't see this ever deteriorating into social unrest to the degree of racial unrest that justifies martial law. Because martial law really requires hundreds of thousands of troops. You shut down everything. You have roadblocks everywhere. And the economy just comes down.
No, I agree. But they have the new soft emergency like France and Germany, where they say, now you have no political free speech. And we just come and arrest you. So it's a soft martial law.
That's right. That's right. And that's what happened with the Patriot. That's what 9/11 was all about. So that you accept all of this diminution of your civil rights. So I think they're going to keep things together economically, even though there'll be a slow decline. We got a long way to go. There's a lot of wealth, residual wealth within the country that people can live off of, even with 20% real unemployment.
And I know you always get to this point. I want to go to break, do a few more minutes, come back and take calls. I'm going to go to everybody that's patiently holding right away after this break here in just a few minutes. Let's talk about then the time frame, what 5 years out, whatever, a nuclear war, how this plays out, and then if the globalists are successful, that they're the dominant group of the predator centers, what they build once that's in place, and then once they finally take down, say, China after that, what do they do once they've got full Luciferian control?
Okay, we'll talk about that.
We've got 3 minutes to break. Let's start talking about it
okay.
now.
Okay, all right. So what I'm saying is that this is the smart way to induce martial law in prison camps and arresting dissidents like you and I, is to wait till war comes. And then under the mantra of war, saying, we've got a major crisis, this is what's going to drive them, because they know that Russia and China will attack the military first and try to blackmail the West into submission. That's what saves people from actual total destruction of cities. There will be a preemptive EMP strike preceding that nuclear strike by a few minutes. And that's what's going to take down the grid and give us social unrest. Even the government will be out of power for a period of time. And even policemen aren't going to come to work when their families aren't safe. So I think when things start to knit back together, and the reason they do knit back together, I think the U.S. has secret weapon systems, especially space-based anti-missile systems, that can stop any further nuclear attacks while we regroup under a global militarized New World Order. And that's the genius of this system. If they take down the U.S. military, they can come out of the bunkers and say, the only way we have to protect us is to join in a militarized
global. And Europe's going to come in and others.
And that's right. They'll all come together on this. And I think that the United States will cut a deal with China to come in on behalf and switch sides and attack Russia's rear, and Russia will be taken down in this Third World War. I don't think the Anglo-American globalists will ever be able to take down China. It's too big. It will be strengthened during the war because of more aid and trade, just like we strengthened the Soviet Union.
Well, I already see those deals being made. So what's the pivot about right now to keep China in line?
Well, remember, China, it's in their DNA. They're going to attack the West. And so that's why the mantra is talk a big stick, send our ships out there to keep international, but don't do anything, and continue to invite China into our military exercises so that they can spy on our military, and that's exactly what they're doing. The CNO, Chief of Naval Operations, is totally permissive about signing the Chief of St. Pat Fleet. is totally permissive about dealing with China.
All right, stay right there, Joel. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can't come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, I was sitting around with my children. We're going to get your phone calls here in a moment. And I was on a tablet pulling up MIT Magazine and other publications. And I was going online to some research sites and showing them cows that have like ports on their side doors where they just open them up and then go into their uteruses and insert different chimera humanoid clones and then grow them for harvesting tissue. And I was sitting there thinking, why am I telling my kids about this? Because they need to know when they see this in popular culture and things that they're being conditioned for it. I mean, I remember I was on air like 18 years ago, and the BBC had an article admitting that they had human-animal clones, but that they didn't have any rights, that they weren't growing them up to full size. They were in, you know, test tubes, because they're not an animal, so there's no laws on that, and they're not a human. See, it's all these games. And I've been on air 18 years. They did it 18 years ago. It was going on a decade before that. And now, though, it's in popular culture. Now they're going, oh, yeah, you can buy glow-in-the-dark cats. You know, they're $5,000. They're part jellyfish. And I'm really just talking about all this geopolitical news with Joel Skousen. Really, at the end of the day, you've got a crazy elite playing God who believe they're going to merge with machines and become God. I mean, that's the main worldview, the religious belief, the cosmology of the people at Google and Facebook and Twitter and all the rest of them. And they really are under a delusion. They believe that, oh, whatever we do to this Earth, we just use environmentalism to take control. We're going to remake it and do whatever we want. We'll have 100 planets as soon as we become, you know, the singularity and gods. And, you know, you're lucky we don't just step on you like you're a bug. And I haven't just read this in magazines when they write this. I have been invited to parties in Hollywood and Austin before and then actually sat there and had these people, I'm talking like deputy heads, heads of major companies, just on fire with what I would call demonic energy. These people are like, like crazy people, but just animated. And they're just laughing at me like demons. You're a fool for not joining us, blah, blah, blah. And people say, why don't you talk about who their names are? Well, if you brought something off record, you can't talk about it, obviously. As a journalist, I don't want to be let back into any of these things. But I can talk about it because Rothkopf that one time in front of John Harmon 8-9 years ago, the head of the Kissinger Group at the time, was on the show and going, yeah, no, we came home, we know who you are. Come up to New York, let's hang out, you're a smart guy. You're part of the super class. You're the leader of the conspiracy movement. We could do good with you. And I said, now, this isn't off record. He goes, well, no, but it will be when you come up here. And Harmon heard it all, folks, and that's the one time I've had one of them do that. And it's always the same story. We're bringing in world government to help the poor people. We've got to redistribute. It's true. But, you know, we can't let all these advanced technologies out to everybody. We'll destroy the planet. It's the same story. And when you finally say no to them, then they shift gears. And it is an evil force. We're going to go back to Joel Skousen here in a moment, get his take just on the overarching system. Then I'm going right to James and Phil and Milton and Jeff and Organic Warrior and others. Briefly, we're running a special. We had to end, you know, over 1,000 items up to 40% off because a lot of the stuff was selling out. We can't have those special deals for too long with some of the distributors or manufacturers because they're distributors and undercuts their other folks they're selling to. People don't want to discount stuff like we do. But whether it's the best vitamin mineral fusion fruit drink, of absorbable good things for your family, or whether it's DNA Force or Brain Force and Nootropic, natural healthy brain booster, they're 40% off, 30% off. And 30% off. Those three items, we're still offering them at the same discount. They're best sellers. And we also are offering free shipping on those. Usually you get $50 or more, it's free shipping. No, it's just free shipping, period. And we also are offering 10% off when you sign up for auto ship additionally. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And again, I want to thank you all for your support and what you've been doing, whether you buy a ball cap or Hillary for prison cap. You're funding, I guess, the only folks crazy enough to try to put on a major defense against these people. And, you know, I do ask myself, because this is not fun, okay, at this point. This is not fun. It's not a power trip. It's actually nauseating at some points. But I have to do this, even though I'm not stupid. I know where this road goes. It's okay, because I will not join with these people. Let me explain something. If I passively know about this and just back off, I'm in peril. Okay? And I'm in peril with the guy upstairs. Okay? So I'm telling you, this is spiritual. And I've got ABC News saying soon all kids will have microchips. They're just throwing it in our face. Soon we're going to forcibly inoculate you. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it is getting so over the top. Joel, speaking about the spirit of this world, a few minutes on that, because you're a smart cookie when it comes to that. I don't see a choice. Looking at this world system, just seeing what it does, tuning into this dark spectrum you talk about is very, very nauseating, very scary to my soul. And so it way outweighs any fear I have. Like, I really don't even have any fear because it's just so nauseating. I actually just don't want to be in the presence of these people anymore. And it's not that I'm even some wonderful goody-two-shoes. It's that they're so given over to evil that I can see their works and everything they do. It's just like, why can't other people see this? Why aren't we resisting it? Why do we have to go down this road, Joel?
Well, it's because most people don't get that close to it, Alex, so that they feel that fear, they feel that nausea. The conspiracy and the satanic forces are so good at putting out believable people in front of you. Now, I'm not saying that Hillary Clinton is one of those. That's one of her big problems. But, you know, when they seduced the conservatives and the Republicans with George W. Bush, they put out a fairly benign-looking guy. You know, he wasn't too smart, but it really fooled a lot of people for a lot of years. And they did the same with Dick Cheney and others. Look, they paraded Rudolph Giuliani in front of the people of the Republican Party. This is just incredible to have a cross-dressing, morally incompetent person out there pretending to be the great mayor's mayor and champion of 9/11. He was one of the conspirators of 9/11. And the Republican Party bought it. I mean, this is the kind of thing that we're dealing with, is the sophistication of putting in front of us. And then you have your idiots like Mitt Romney, you know, who is a urbane guy who gets talked into something. He's not a direct conspirator.
I agree with you now, because look at how he flip-flops against Trump. Now he's for Trump. I mean, he just seems like he just flip-flops around.
Yeah. He's not a knowing conspirator. Your people like Brent Scowcroft and Richard Armitage, these are real conspirators playing the Republican side. But they like useful idiots like Mitt Romney and other people who they can, you know, convince people. And they've sabotaged the entire state of Utah against Trump. I mean, it's the first time since they voted for Lyndon Baines Johnson that they might vote for a Democrat. And, Idaho is a conservative bastion as well, but you've got mainstream Republican leaders who are talking them against Trump. And so this is the sophistication. This is why people don't see it, as they put, you know, dumb sheep out there in front of us who lead people. So it's
what
tough.
Is the end game? I mean, I asked that earlier. I mean, I didn't get to it because of the break, and we'll go to calls. If the Anglo-American establishment is the dominant world government predator group, I mean, I think that's clear. I think it's probably more powerful than what the other two combined. Correct me if you think I'm wrong. It gets full control. What does it then do?
Well, then it starts really clamping down. I think after this war is started, after they start to knit together, I think they're going to be a global new citizenship compact. They're going to say we're going to have to be global citizens. Everyone's going to have to swear allegiance to the no global government. And we need to do this. And you won't be able to be a professional. You won't be able to buy or sell. I think this is like a mark of the beast, unless you're a global citizen. And most people will not see anything wrong with this, but they'll say, you know, there are people who are working against this great patriotic war. There are people who don't support our troops, the people who believe in conspiracy, that we, the government, were responsible for bringing this nuclear strike upon you. We need to lock these people up. I think we'll be the Jews and the Japanese of World War III, Alex. And I think it happens because of a global citizenship, because of a tightening of the noose to say you've all got to get on board. We can't tolerate the kind of dissidents we had during the Donald Trump fiasco a few years before. And I think they'll use that against people. So that's the end game, is to tie everyone down into a worse than political correctness, a complete silencing of the
opposition.
Sure,
but Joel, you're there. I'm there. Matt Drudge is there. Countless others. This, what we're covering, is the hottest thing out there because it's reality. I mean, it's just growing exponentially. I mean, I think I understand that, you know, it's you know, the elite are powerful. And they've got this guidance from another side. But, I mean, I just think that we can short-circuit their program. I think there's hope.
And here's how we do it, Alex. I mean, you can, if you can get to Trump to establish a team, an alternative team to his mainstream people, to advise him on how to stop. I mean, I could tell him how to stop ISIS. First of all, you can't stop ISIS unless you shut down their government black operations. But that's very difficult to do when they control the CIA, the NSA. I mean, how do you go in and shut down something where all the leaders of those agencies are on the dark side? You can't shut them down. But what you could do, because they don't control the military, you could say, all right, I'm going to give an order as commander-in-chief or get Trump to do this, to say that no military is to take any more orders from the CIA or the NSA or any other agency.
Sure, split that back up.
But the commander-in-chief. And we're going to put that military inside Syria with the permission of Assad, and we're going to close his border to any transport coming from Turkey or Saudi Arabia through Jordan so that no supplies get to ISIS. You're going to starve ISIS within about a month.
That's right.
That.
Well, it's even come out that Hillary was arming him and involved, and we know that, and they're letting him back into Britain, the jihadis. I mean, this is so clear.
Yeah. But you see, if we're going to do something rather than just broadcast and alert people to what it is, it's to get to Trump, to get some team that can advise him counter to
himself. Well, here's the good thing and the bad thing about Trump. He really is doing everything himself. I mean, I can just tell you, and I'm not going to obviously media will make a big deal out of it, but I mean, Trump really does just call people and ask their advice on things and do his own research. He does it like 18 hours a day, and he's really, really smart in a lot of ways. But at the same time, I mean, I guess it's good in a way. He's super confident, and he thinks that he knows what he's doing. So who am I to say? You know, I mean, what would you say? I mean, let's say I talk to Donald Trump 15 minutes tomorrow, Joel Skousen. What would I say to him?
Well, the first thing I'd tell him is how you cannot beat ISIS because of the dark side of government, how they're funding ISIS and how they're doing it through Turkey and Saudi Arabia.
Well, he knows that. He's talked about Turkey doing it and stuff.
Well, I'm not sure he does because he talks about, well.
He knows the public is getting sound bites. He's given the speeches. He knows all that. He knows what Hillary's doing. He's got military. He's got Flynn telling him everything. He hangs out with Flynn constantly.
Yeah, but Flynn doesn't know.
Well, General Flynn has come out and said Obama ordered us to basically arm ISIS.
Well, look, there isn't any general who isn't a yes man to the establishment. I'd be really surprised if he knew. I mean, look at all of the information that Doughty got out of the Benghazi hearings about a stand down, and yet he wasn't part of his final report. I mean, even people who know that they're afraid to come out and say it openly, but I just don't trust anyone to tell Trump the truth unless we get somebody on the inside who can sit down with him and talk to them about how this world really operates. He is too confident about saying that I know how the world operates, and he does not. He may have some general idea of some things, but he needs some detailed information about how this government is backing ISIS. And that's the only way you can stop it.
Right, I want to go to calls, but just briefly in 60 seconds. This is just stalled. How's the world really operate?
The world operates through controlling the media, through controlling government, all three branches, controlling judges. They suborn about 75% of Congress because of dirt that they have on them. Of course, they control the executive. All of the agencies have controlled individuals at the top. This is a very, very difficult system to beat. But you got to start somewhere, and I think you can start, first of all, by not doing any globalist trade agreements like Trump, shutting the border down, and then stopping black operations. And that's why they killed Jack Kennedy. They killed him because he was going to stop CIA black operations. He was mad as hell after George Bundy shut down the air support for the Bay of Pigs. And that's when he went after the CIA, and I think that's why they killed him. So this is a tough thing to have, but Trump is going to need some insiders of our type on his team if he's going to understand, as they present, you know, what he should be doing, what the counter to that is. And if you've got influence with Roger Stone, I would highly suggest that.
Yeah, it's beyond that. I don't want to get into the whole thing. I mean, I mean, our information obviously gets out everywhere. And the thing is, it's just, I'm in way over my head. I think the whole world is. These globalists think they're in control. They're the ones that are really deceived. Our guest, again, is the editor of worldaffairsbrief.com, Joel Skousen. Really smart guy. He used to head up the big major conservative coalition with Reagan. Of course, author and, of course, former Marine Corps officer, fighter pilot, and been fighting the globalists a long time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We just tuned in. Who should we go to? Is it holding the longest here? That'd be Milton, or would it be James? I guess it'd be Milton. Milton, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you again. It's been a while. Hey,
go ahead.
A couple real quick questions or real quick statements. I wish Trump would come out and say something about the chemtrails. I know he sees them. And I wish he'd back that lady that's running against John McCain. And lastly, Joel, this is for you. How far should we be away from a major city in case there's a nuclear strike?
Well, the important thing is you've got to be at least 5 miles from an actual nuclear target. So any major communication or military site, you've got to be 5 miles away to be free from the blast. If you're free from the blast, you're free to move. But that's one of the reasons why I put out the World Affairs Brief, because I track what's going to happen with this war and when it's coming and things probably more accurately than anyone else. So if you have advance warning, you won't be in a major city because it could be panicky in terms of getting out. So it's not a matter of distance from, it's the strategy you take and planning to at least watch the signs so that you see when this war is coming, when the strike is coming, to get out of any major city.
You know, why are you confident that the Russians are going to do a pre-strike, that they aren't going to take out populations and only take out military? How do you know they're going to try to order a capitulation by hitting them? I mean, there's so many weapons caches, so many offshore stuff. A lot of analysts think if there's any exchange to start, it's going to just go total Armageddon.
Well, you've got to remember that the U.S. cannot respond if you absorb a nuclear first strike. All of our ground-based missile silos are gone. And you've got 50% of your submarines in base at any one time. They'll be taken out in a strikes on Kings Bay, Georgia, and Bangor, Washington. And so you've got six submarines out there. None of their warheads are big enough to target main things or main bunkers in Russia or China. So I just don't think how you can have a major exchange. It's a one-way exchange and a little bit of retaliation if you absorb a nuclear first strike. My theory is, though, that the Russians and Chinese have never been able to survive without Western technology. So it's not in their interest to hit cities and destroy all the technology. They want to hit the military first in order to then say, look, if you don't want your cities hit, then let's make a deal. And that's what I think their theory is.
But the minute those cities start getting hit by cruise missiles launched from submarines, there's going to be submarines and weapons smuggled up to the border launched against Russia. I mean, if the establishment's really thinking about having a controlled nuclear war, they're crazier than I thought they were. But they certainly see the preparations. Thank you, Milton. More calls straight ahead. James and others, stay with us.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Couple little announcements here. This is out of the Associated Press and Fox News. FBI agent charged with acting as an agent of China. A veteran FBI electronics technician, but a top secret clearance, pled guilty on Monday to one of acting as an agent of China and faces up to 10 years in prison. Massive, massive infiltration. Continuing, here's why the Jublicans, or neocon Republicans, support Hillary. Did you know the Bushes and the Clintons party together? And they have for 30 years before the Clintons even ran for office. Total CIA. Total. Continuing, we have the winner. I was going to announce it Friday. There were too many entries that were all great. Hillary is a great white shark. Saw that photo of her on Drudge where she was going up like a great white about to crest. And so the winner has been announced at Infowars.com, $1,000. So email us at showtips or they're on the link, and we will send you $1,000. Justin Gammon, and he's got the winning entry. We'll show that to TV viewers right now. If you just tuned in, they're trying to ban stuff like this on Twitter and Facebook. They hate these memes, but there she is. So a lot of fun, $1,000 there. And then a really important article, like I said, that article that Kit did, very important to see that. Okay, let's take some more calls for this segment, the next, that David Knight takes over. Let's talk to James in Texas. You're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller, and big fan of Joel Skousen as well.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Litigation is definitely something on my mind right now. But I just wanted to call in to address one of the closing comments from yesterday's show that some of your sources are indicating that Russia was the source of the DNC leaks. And I just wanted to put aside Russia's intelligence capabilities and their potential motives. And I just wanted to point out that it took the FBI over a year of exhaustive investigation to come to the conclusion that they could neither confirm nor deny that a foreign breach occurred on Secretary Clinton's server. And just wanted to ask you if it seems more than a little convenient to you and a little suspicious that our intelligence agencies are able to determine Russia's involvement in the DNC leaks nearly instantly now. And with a high level of certainty, while completely...
Well, I mean, they're lying about how long it took them to get info before on Hillary. They were dragging their feet. I mean, it's pretty well known that the Russians have been somewhat promoting Donald Trump. But, I mean, it might not be. To me, it's a distraction. The emails show what we already know. They haven't denied their authenticity. So I think it puts the cart before the horse. Joel?
William Binney has said that the NSA can track every piece of code that comes into every server in the United States. That means they can track if the Russians hacked and how they hacked or who it was, whether it's anonymous. So I think our government is just playing games with us here. They know who did the hacking.
Well, who do you think? I mean, just who stands to gain here, Joel? The communist Chinese love Hillary. They wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I just don't think that, the Russians, they do have hackers that work through things. But what I'm just saying is that I think it's irrelevant who did the hacking. She has been hacked, and Russia is not revealing those unless Assange comes out and reveals. He's claiming that he has new information that's going to indict
Hillary. Look, here's the deal. Russia admitted, basically, they tacitly took credit for the ClimateGate emails. Well, thank God. Yeah, the UN working with East Anglia to hide the decline in carbon taxes. So great. Russia knows that carbon taxes are meant to shut their economy down. It's meant to hurt us, too. So good. I mean, I mean, if Russia has evidence that Hillary Clinton's barbecuing small children, hypothetically, they should release it. Right, Joel?
Except they don't want to let our government know how much they know.
Exactly. I'm not saying she's barbecuing children, folks. It's hypothetical. James in Texas, great point. Let's talk real fast. We're going to break. We'll come back and get your answer after. Nathan in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey there, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Quick question here I wanted to ask you with this. Several questions, but I want to kind of hit you off with this one. Listen, I'm for Trump, so let's just get that out there so there's no questioning with that. But I'm just kind of wondering, what do you feel if he were to come out, I don't know if it's after he gets elected or before, and kind of give us like a Ron Paul, Rand Paul kind of feel, such as...
Hold on. I mean, I don't know what hypothetically we're getting at here. Just try to quantify it when we come back. In 70 seconds. I'll come back to you, Nathan, and we're going to go to Organic Warrior.